He Knows Who I Am by Whitney Wilcox. God has numberless creations, and He has an individual plan for me. It's often easy to feel insignificant when you look at all that God has created in His infinite timetable, seeing the vast differences in climates, people, and cultures just on this earth can be overwhelming. Once while camping in the beautiful canyons of southern Utah, the group I was with hiked the rock formations and learned how water had worked away at the stones for thousands of years to form their current design. At night, we stared at the thousands of stars in awe. At times like these, I've had friends who have commented, "With such numerous creations, I don't think God knows me or cares about my life." What my friends fail to recognize is the reason for all of God's creations. Our loving Heavenly Father has made this miraculous planet for each of us so we may gain experience and find joy. In 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 25, we read, "Adam fell that men might be, and men are that they might have joy." How could God put so much thought into the intricate workings of where we live and how we function and then leave us on our own? He doesn't. Elder Neil A. Maxwell remarked, "When we say God has a plan, He truly has a plan, not simply a grand scale, but for each of us as individuals." Deposition of a Disciple, page 45. That doesn't mean everything will be easy on our road. Elder Maxwell explained, "The plan always points the way, but does not always smooth the way." The Great Plan of the Eternal God, Ensign, May 1984, page 22. When something doesn't turn out the way we imagined, we need to remember God's eternal timetable and trust that there are reasons beyond our narrow scope of vision. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 counsels, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." The Lord knows us and has crafted the world for our growth, development, and happiness. It is up to us to take advantage of those opportunities. With every talk and sacrament meeting, every time we succeed, and indeed every time we fail, we can learn and come closer to God, becoming more of what He would have for us. Heavenly Father will help us along our individual path if we keep the commandments and follow His will. Read more from Moses. Moses reached the same realization Whitney did, that each person matters to Heavenly Father even though He created worlds without end. Read about his experience in Moses chapter 1. Sidebar: You are everything to God. While we may look at the vast expanse of the universe and say, "What is man in comparison to the glory of creation?" God Himself said we are the reason He created the universe. His work and glory, the purpose for this magnificent universe, is to save and exalt mankind. See Moses chapter 1, verses 38 and 39. Our Heavenly Father created the universe that we might reach our potential as His sons and daughters. This is a paradox of man. Compared to God, man is nothing, yet we are everything to God. While against the backdrop of infinite creation, we may appear to be nothing, we have a spark of eternal fire burning within our breast. We have the incomprehensible promise of exaltation, worlds without end, within our grasp. And it is God's great desire to help us reach it. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. You Matter to Him, Ensign, November 2011, page 20. End of the article. He Knows Who I Am.